Hello, thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all our social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
Share with you the word of the Lord. There's a passage in Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. It's about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. This is three Hebrew children, and they were not where they wanted to be. None of us are exactly where we want to be. We are in the fire. If you don't know it or not, we are in the fire. The world is in the fire. The church is in the fire. But now, or what are we going to do about it? I want to talk to you for a few moments on faith, fire, and favor. Faith, fire, and favor. And so we're in the fire. No question about that. Now the question is, do you have faith? Because we are in the fire now. The three Hebrew children were not in Babylon of their own volition. They were kidnapped. They were captives. They had brought there. And on their mind all the time was getting back home. They wanted to get back to Israel. It was on their mind. But they were doing the very best they could. And God had honored them. And God had promoted them in Babylon. But suddenly the devil came along. And he always will until that day that he is finally totally defeated. The devil came along. And he entered into Nebuchadnezzar's mind by the instigation of other people. And it responded to the pride that was in Nebuchadnezzar's heart. And they said, you need to make a golden idol that will represent your authority and power. And everybody that's in Babylon and under your authority will bow and they will worship that idol. And when they do, it will be like they were worshiping you. And Nebuchadnezzar, because of his pride, did not think that process through. He said, well, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do that. Well, these three Hebrew children were in this captivity of Babylon, but they were like us. They were in the world, but not of the world. You see, it's an old song that says, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. This world is not our home, but even though it's not our home, we can do a lot of good things, and we can experience a lot of good things until we leave. And so just like us, they were victims of kidnapping. They were in a place where they did not belong. They had been blessed. I identify with these people because I've lived such a blessed life. But I look at people that don't know Christ, have never experienced what I've experienced. You've never received the joy of the Holy Spirit. If you've never received the power of the Holy Ghost, this would be an amazing time for you right there in your home while you're quarantined. To say, let me just delve into the things of God. Ask God to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. And you say, well, why would I need this? My mind is on the news. That's one of the problems. 24-hour news is just bombarding you with negativity. If you can get away from the news and get in the Word of God, if you can begin to investigate the hope of what God says, if you can ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, you will find that even in times like this, you will receive power, peace, love, joy, strength. These three Hebrew children were amazing people. They were in a land that was totally foreign to their faith, but their faith was not altered at all. And so Nebuchadnezzar said, well, I'm going to build this idol and everybody is going to bow. And according to his plan, that's exactly what happened. They built the golden idol and everybody bowed at the sound of the music. All the musicians played, all the people sang, and all the people bowed. Realize this when you think about this situation, and I hear different conflicting theological points, and my point is that God is good all the time. God's not trying to get our attention. This is not the judgment of God. This is not God's design. Look at this situation. It's noteworthy to know that God did not design this plan, that God did not build the idol, God did not play the music, God did not construct the furnace, and God did not start the fire. This is not the work of God. This is the attack of the enemy. But the three Hebrew children had respect for their king. They had a good relationship with Nebuchadnezzar before this. but now it's adversarial. And so they had respect for the king, but their faith in God was stronger. I have tremendous respect for America. It's such a great nation. I have respect for a great number of leaders in our nation that do such a great job and work hard. But my real faith is in God Almighty. I love the flag, but the greatest flag I love is the Christian flag or the Holy Bible, the Word of God above all. And so were the Hebrew children. But God didn't start any of this problem in Babylon, but hallelujah, God did get involved. I want to tell you that God is not the instigator of coronavirus, but God is getting involved. And the Lord is on our side. And when the children of the Chaldeans, when they tattletaled on the three Hebrew and said, hey, everybody bowed, king, except three Israelites, and they did not. The Bible said the king was violently angry. He became so angry that his edict had been disobeyed. But he gave the three Hebrew children a second chance. The devil's going to give you as many chances as you need to turn your back on God. But those of us that have put our faith in God, it doesn't matter how many chances we have. We're not a Judas. The Bible said about Judas, he sought opportunity to betray. We're looking for opportunities to manifest our faith and glorify Almighty God. And so he gave them a second chance. He said, now I'm going to start this music up again. And he said, if you guys will do what's right and you'll fall down and worship this idol, you will not have to be thrown into this fiery furnace. They started the music up again, and the three Hebrew children just stood there again. And they said in the words of my text, king, no matter what happens, our God is able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't deliver us, we know he's able, and we're not going to bow to the idols of this day and time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that faith has no disclaimer. Faith has no small print. You know, I bought a battery the other day at one of the places down here. Actually, some of the guys, they bought a brand new battery. It turned out we didn't need that over at O'Reilly's. I took that brand new battery that had never been used back to O'Reilly's and said, I'd like to get a credit for this. And they said, no, we don't do that. I said, it hasn't been used. And so I had to keep a battery that I didn't need because they got small print over at O'Reilly's and they will not take things back. Let me tell you about faith. It does not have a disclaimer. It has no small print. God is, God was, and God will be. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God is always able. There is no problem too big for him. You see, the Bible said God is the Alpha and the Omega. But it doesn't always have to be both. Sometimes it can be just one. What do you mean by that? I mean, God did not start coronavirus. He was not the Alpha, but he can be the Omega. God can put a stop to it, but he's waiting for his church, the Apostle Peter type people that will stand up and say, wait just a minute. I might be a normal person, but I am abnormal in my faith because Jesus Christ saved me, changed me, empowered me, and I've got the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and I've got the keys to the kingdom, and I'm going to bind this sickness, and I'm going to loose the healing virtue of God. You know, there are people today that are not theologians, you're not politicians, you're not government authorities, you're not rich, you're not even a preacher. You are believers in Almighty God. Right where you are, you need to begin to bind and loose and say, I have the authority to send from my home the power of the living God because I will not bow. The faith is always about who you worship. That's what the contingency was. Who are you going to worship? They said, we want you to worship the idol, but you don't understand. We are Israelites. We worship the one true God. And that's what believers do today. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ and nobody else. Faith is always about who you're going to worship. And so we are people of faith. We believe that God can do anything. We believe that God will always do good. We believe that God can heal. If you are out there and you're watching me and you say, I've already tested positive, I'm telling you, God is bigger than that test. God is able to reverse the curse. God is able to heal you. God is able to put his umbrella and protect you. My God is able. He has all power. He has all authority. Learn to call on that name. Friend, this has not in any way diminished my faith. It's intensified my worship. I find myself calling on the name of Jesus more fervently and more frequently because I know the Lord is going to have his way. And I know what the devil means for evil, that God is going to turn to good. And so, number one, the Hebrew children had faith. Number two, like it or not, they ended up in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar said, heat that furnace hotter than it's ever been. In fact, seven times hotter than it's ever been. It was so hot that when they bound the three Hebrew children and threw them into the furnace, the guys that threw them in were consumed by the fire. It literally burnt them alive. So the three Hebrew children found themselves in this fiery furnace, and they were bound hand and foot, just laying in there. So we find ourselves, America, world, we find ourselves in the fire. What must we do? We must not lose our faith. We've got to trust our God that he is able. Let's talk about what the fire did not do. The Bible said it this way. The princes, the governors, the captains, the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. What did the fire not do? The fire had no power over their bodies. That's the confession that you need to be making. I'm a person of faith and I'm in the fire, but coronavirus has no power over my body. It did not even singe their hair. Number three, it did not even burn their clothes. Number four, it left no lingering smell or after effect on their clothes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, our God is able to deliver. And when you watch CNN or Fox News, all you're going to get is fear and bad prophecies. But praise God, turn to the God of your hope. Turn to the God of your salvation. Turn to the God of your faith. My God will make a way where there is no way. And so the fire had no power over them. But look what the fire did do. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Then answered and said unto them, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Let's talk about what the fire did do. Number one, it astonished the king. I know it looks like a tough time, but ladies and gentlemen, this is a time for the church to shine. This is a time for us to astonish those people around us, that we don't panic, that we're not in fear, that we don't lose our joy, that we don't have a bad attitude, that we don't blame other people, but we stand firm and we begin to proclaim that Jesus Christ is our Lord. It's time for us to astonish the world. And here's another thing that it did that I think is just great. The Bible teaches us they were bound hand and foot. The fire that did not even singe their hair or leave a taint of smoke on their clothes, it burned the ropes that bound them. We as Christians are not always as free as we should be. And some of us as Christians have entered into this virus time and this time of pandemic. We've entered into it not as free as we should have been. But instead of the fire destroying us, all it's going to do is destroy the things that have limited us and bound us. And we're not going to be less Christian. We're going to be more Christian. We're not going to be weaker. We're going to be stronger. We're not going to have less. We're going to have more. We're not going to be bound. We're going to be free. God is going to do a great thing in this church in this age. And the devil that started this is going to be very sorry that he messed with God again. He's going to be sorry that he confronted Christ again. And above all, he's going to be sorry that the church is going to become freer than we've ever been. Freer to claim. Freer to declare new territory. Freer to declare the name of Jesus. freer to testify of the grace of God and what God has done in our life. Some of us are bound by fear. Some of us have been bound by intimidation and by our personalities, and we're shy. But praise God, the fire is burning that, and we're being set free. We're like Lazarus. Turn him loose and let him go. And we are going to be the depository of the miraculous of God in America today. The Bible said it totally loosed them. It restored their ability to walk and move. When they were thrown into that fiery furnace, they were bound hand and foot. But praise God, all the fire did to them was give them the ability to walk and move. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that you're going to come through this, and it might be hot now. And it might be questioning now, but I can promise you on the word of the Lord that you're going to come through this walking and talking and believing and receiving. And number five, the fire gave them a testimony. The three Hebrew children were obscure and not talked about until this. And from that day forward, their names never left the lips of the Babylonians. When you talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they always talked about their God. Those Babylonians that were idolaters, many of them were now converted to become followers of Jehovah God, because they now saw that these three obscure men were champions of their faith. That's what the Bible really is. It's a record of obscure, normal people becoming champions and heroes in times of great adversarial attack. And that's what God is saying to you as an individual, to us as a church. Praise God, we're coming out of obscurity. There's never been a time like this where the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has been preached as much as it has been in the last 2 weeks in America. It's on every device that you can think of. They're talking about it. The vice president of the United States actually went on camera and asked people to tithe and give to their church. Have we ever heard of that before? We've got people propagating the message that we've been preaching in our little churches, and now suddenly it's worldwide and nationwide. This is the time of our testimony, and God is going to use this for you to win your family and your friends. When they see how you come through this, you came through this thing healthy, you came through this thing with joy, you came through this thing with strength, and yes, some of you are going to be so financially blessed in ways that you've never imagined, that your family and your friends that have never received your faith before are suddenly going to take note that your God was with you. It gave them a testimony, and it revealed God in their lives. You see, God is in your life, and only those that are closest to you know how much God is in your life. But this is going to expand your horizons and expand your influence. Suddenly, they had a testimony for years that God was their God. They were Babylonian captors. They were there against their own wishes. And they talked about their God, but people did not believe. But when the king turned around and said, "How many did we cast in that fiery furnace?" They said, "Three, O king." He said, "I see four, and the fourth is like the Son of Man. It's Almighty God." There was no doubt in anybody in Babylon's mind that God was with the three Hebrew children. And friend, I promise you that God is going to bring the church through this in such a way there's not going to be anybody in America and even around the world that does not know that Jesus is our God, that God is our Lord, and He is in our help in the time of need. The fourth man is among us. The third point I'd like to close with: we've been in the fire, but we've had our faith, but God is going to give us favor. It's a great text. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angels and delivered his strength that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might now serve nor worship any god except their own God." Now the king has got a new edict. And that is, you cannot say one word against the God of the three Hebrew children. I know that President Trump is perhaps the most disliked president in the history of America. And I've never, ever made defense of his Christianity. I've never even said he was a Christian. That will be between him and his God, and it's not even me to make the call. But I'll tell you what God can do. God can use him to testify about us. He can say when this is all over, I want to thank the church for what they did. The church opened their doors. The church made a way. The church gave. The church gave food. The church was able to call on people and pray. Nebuchadnezzar was not a nice man, but God used him to lift up his three Hebrew children after it was all over. And he gives this tremendous, tremendous thing. It caused their God to be reverenced above all. It caused God to be reverenced above all the idols in Babylon. It changed the law of the land. It established Jehovah as a miraculous God, even in Babylon. It brought promotion, wealth, and authority to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Bible teaches us that God said that God spoke through the king. And the Bible said the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still in Babylon. The heat is still hot, but I speak to the few people that sit here and the thousands that are watching right now. I want to thank God for technology. Have you thought about this? What if there was no technology and we didn't know what was going on and we were not able to communicate? Just go back 50 years and we would not know what was going on, but we have technology so we can communicate with our friends and our loved ones. I thank God for that, but praise God. I speak to you that sit here and those of you that watch, that God is getting ready to promote some of you to a place that you have never been because you have not wavered. We've got one person that came a long way just to help with this telecast today. She represents the spirit that all of us have at Living Way Church and people around the world. Sacrifice. We will not let the banner of Jesus Christ hit the ground. We won't let the flag fall. We will not doubt God in times like this. We will not falsely accuse the Lord. We will declare that God is God. He's a God of goodness, a God of love, a God of help, a God of miraculous intervention. He is a God of healing. And so, friend, I would say to this church, Living Way Church, thousands of you that make this your church home, we miss you. I'd love to hug you. I'd love to shake your hand. I'd love for us to be together. I'd love for this building to be packed today. But I would say to you that Living Way Church is going to be promoted by God. I would say to you, as a member of this church, you're going to be promoted. And I would say to this nation, America, you have not seen your best days. Your best days are yet to come. God is going to promote this land. And what the devil has meant for evil, God is going to turn to revival and to harvest. So it's time for us not to hang our harps in the willows. But I urge you, church, wherever you are, take your harp down. Sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Because you are like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You're in the fire, but you've got faith. And now God is getting ready to give you a favor. Can you praise God? The few people that are in this building, can you praise God? Somebody watching right now on Facebook or streaming, however you're getting this, can you right there in your home just lift your hand and say, God, let me hear this message. I'm in the fire, but God, I've got faith that you will deliver us. And Lord, I receive your favor. Good things are coming to me, my family, my children, my church, my friends. Good things are going to happen. I praise you. We're going to begin to praise and worship God right now. And I would say someone there in your home, maybe you've never made Jesus Christ your Savior. I listened to Franklin Graham today. Franklin Graham is just doing amazing things with Samaritan's Purse as he does, sending ships and trucks into New York City and into Italy, the worst place in the world, sending help, millions and millions of dollars, thousands of people working. But they asked him about that, but he couldn't talk about that. He just kept talking about Jesus Christ. We've got a captive audience. They wouldn't let us on, but now we got prime time, praise God. And it's time for you to realize whose side you're on. And so there in your home, could you just reach out and say, Jesus Christ, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to have the same faith and joy that preacher I'm listening to has and that congregation has. I want to have that same faith. Give your heart to Jesus Christ right now. Take an extra step. You heard about it. Somebody thinks it's witchcraft. It's this. Oh, no, it's the joy of the Lord. Ask God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit right now. What will happen to you? You'll begin to pray in a language you've never even known. That's not you praying. That's the Holy Spirit making intercession for you. And suddenly angels will be at your charge. You will loose the good things in your life and bind the bad things in your life. And goodness will come to you. And you can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the joy of the Lord can come in this weirdest of times. Jesus is able. To those of you that are living in San Antonio, we're not yet opening our doors. We will be, and we believe it's going to be pretty soon. But if you want to call the church, we keep somebody here. If you want to call the church and you need prayer, get your name, your number to me so we can minister to you. If there's anybody that's watching, say, Pastor, I've never been baptized. Well, there's nothing to prohibit just me and you getting together and baptizing you. The edict is just a few people, so one or two is all right, so I can even baptize. This would be a good time for you to take care of that. Anything you need in the Lord, the God has not closed heaven. We might be having a lot of closed businesses, but I want to tell you that heaven is open for business. Could you right now just praise God with me? We praise you, Father. We glorify you. We exalt you. We blame you not foolishly, but we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. God bless you until I can come to you again.